4. Foundations of a Public Life, approximately 5 minutes 15 seconds. A 3-foot-tall black-and-white portrait photograph of Franklin Roosevelt at age 21 hangs on a green wallpapered wall in an ornate gold frame. Text inside the portrait to the left tells us of FDR's Foundations of a Public Life. Franklin Roosevelt was 50 years old when he was elected president. His life story to that point was marked by both great privilege and great hardship. Born into a wealthy and prominent family, he enjoyed an idyllic childhood and was educated at the finest schools. He made remarkable early advances in politics. In 1920, at age 38, he was the Democratic nominee for vice president. But early success was followed by a devastating personal setback. In 1921, FDR contracted polio, which left him paralyzed below the waist. His political career seemed over. Yet Roosevelt would wage a courageous battle to come to terms with his disability and make a triumphant return to politics. Turn to your left and walk about 4 feet forward. On the wall to your left are numerous gold-framed portraits of FDR's ancestors, along with a text panel describing FDR's family background, wealth, and status. To listen to this additional information, press 411 on your audio player. If at any time within the additional information you wish to return to where you left off, press the right arrow key. With the text panel on your left, walk about 5 feet forward, turn right 2 feet, then turn left to stand before a rectangular alcove about 6 feet deep and 8 feet wide, surrounded on three sides with 8 feet tall glass-enclosed display cases. These cases are filled with artifacts from Eleanor and Franklin's childhood and education, as well as their courtship, marriage, and family life. To listen to more detailed information about FDR and Eleanor's early life and the artifacts displayed in this portion of the gallery, please press 412 on your audio player. If at any time within the additional information you wish to return to where you left off, press the right arrow key. Please turn to your right and walk about 4 feet. On your right is a 3 feet tall, glass-topped wooden table, approximately 4 feet wide and 3 feet deep, in the center of the room, and walk around to the other side of the table. You are standing in front of an interactive touchscreen exhibit featuring 4 video scrapbooks, which let you examine photographs and document highlights of Franklin and Eleanor's lives prior to FDR's presidency. Left to right, they are labeled Family Scrapbook, Franklin's Scrapbook, the Roosevelt Family Tree, and Eleanor's Scrapbook. Touching any of the covers opens the scrapbook. From the scrapbook table, turn around 180 degrees and walk about 5 feet to your right on a 45-degree angle to come to a wall display about the beginnings of Franklin's political life and the influence of his uncle, Theodore Roosevelt. Also in this area are 2 panels exploring Franklin and Eleanor's personal and extramarital relationships. To listen to a description of this additional information, please press 413 on your audio player. If at any time within the additional information you wish to return to where you left off, press the right arrow key. Turn right and walk about 8 feet on a 45-degree angle to a doorway which leads to a small theater, about 12 feet long and 8 feet wide, and showing a 6-minute film about Franklin's polio fight and political comeback. A row of 3 benches jut out about 4 feet from the left wall. Note that the film is activated by a motion sensor in the ceiling in the center of the room to the right of the middle bench. Along the back wall of the theater, to your left, behind the 3 benches, are 2 floor-to-ceiling glass-enclosed display cases with artifacts of FDR's life with polio. To listen to additional information about these artifacts, the March of Dimes, and FDR's struggle with polio and paralysis, please press 414 on your audio player. If at any time within the additional information you wish to return to where you left off, press the right arrow key. To exit the Polio Theater, continue walking about 10 feet forward along the right side of the room and through a doorway at the front right of the room. Upon exiting the theater, walk about another 2 feet and turn left. You're facing another small alcove in this gallery featuring a wall text panel describing FDR's political comeback with his victory in the 1928 New York governor's race. To listen to additional information about FDR's political comeback, please press 415 on your audio player. If at any time within the additional information you wish to return to where you left off, press the right arrow key. This concludes the fourth section of our tour. Please turn to your right and walk forward 6 feet into the next room. To access the audio description for the next section of our tour, A New Deal, please press the rightmost button in the top row of your player's keypad or press 5 on your audio tour player.